Kane began his remarks slowly, thanking the crowd for their patience and acknowledging his birthday. Then, turning to the subject at hand, he seemed to savor each word. He carefully described the selection process, how he had considered and evaluated, deliberated and debated, but in the end, could choose only one. Over his shoulder, visible in the frame of the television camera, the woman in the crowd watched and listened intently. "It's with great pride and gratitude that I tell you, I have found the right partner to help me stand up to those who value their privileges over their responsibilities, who put power over principle, and put their interests before your needs." McCain, mindful of the pace, worked his delivery flawlessly, baiting the crowd with each line. "I found someone with an outstanding reputation for standing up to special interests and entrenched bureaucracies. Someone who has fought against corruption and the failed policies of the past. Someone who stopped government from wasting taxpayers' money." A few feet away, the woman in the stands behind McCain continued to watch. Above her dark and glistening eyes, tiny wrinkles creased her forehead as she listened, anticipating the next line, trying to figure out whom he was describing. McCain moved on through his speech and finally came around to describing the qualities of his nominee as he ticked off a list of credentials. "Knows what it's like to worry about mortgage payments and health care and the cost of gasoline and groceries." Behind him, the woman in the stands glanced down as the frown on her forehead gave way to a cloud of uncertainty across her face. Her eyes darted anxiously from side to side. Still, McCain continued. "A standout high school point guard. A concerned citizen who became a member of the PTA, then a city council member, and then a mayor, and now a governor." In the stands, the woman in the black shirt had a look of profound concentration. A new question now occupied her mind. She had been a member of the PTA. She worried about the mortgage and the gas and the groceries. The person McCain was describing sounded a lot like her. "And that's why," McCain continued, his voice all but breaking with anticipation, "I am especially proud to say, in the week we celebrate the anniversary of women's suffrage, a devoted..." Instantly, the woman's mouth fell open in a look of sudden realization. On her face was a message as plain as any written in print, visible for all who watched by television.